Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, we are packet Lamed Vav.
Lamed Vav?
Yeah, Lamed Vav.
Let me see if I have that one.
You guys have it?
Why is this not doing it?
Do you have it, Rabbi Merzel?
I'm trying to.
No, can someone send it to me?
Must be a little recalcitrant.
Avram? Avram Levitt? Avram Levitt?
Hi, Rabbi.
Can you send a packet Lamed Vav to the group?
Yeah, I put it in the chat. And I also just emailed it to Rabbi Merzel. Mr. Merzel. And does anyone else need me to email it? Is the...
there it is.
Right, Dr. Presby.
Okay, I'll send it. And I also put it in the chat. So anyone who has the chat, it's in there.
Thank you very much. I have it here.
My pleasure.
Okay. So we're packing Lamed Vav. Continuing, Ol B'inyan Kiddush Al Yayin Sorof. So yesterday we mentioned the question of schnapps, whether you can make Kiddush on schnapps, and we discussed the minute to do it, and then what the question not to do it. So we mentioned the Taz, right? The Taz Shita is that schnapps, you could make a bracha achrona even on a less than a revis. And based on that, they want to poskim want to permit that you shouldn't be able to make kiddush. So it says that mechab ha'ochel pochas mikizayis mei mipas mei mishar ochlin poshesha pechas revis mei miyayim mei misham nashim vah tchil bracha ruul osa min lochav enim vah tla. Right, that's the famous thing, that you don't make a bracha afterwards if it's not a shir. The bracha we shown you don't need a shir. The bracha achrona, you need a shir. So this is the Taz here on page 2. Nearly the Ein Sof Shem B'din Yoseinu Einu B'chal Zeh. The B'zeh Yevshel Lishtos Revis HaLuk Shehu Beitzu Mechza. It's hard to drink a revis. Okay, that's Lita B'zeh Shir HaShtiel Rov B'nei Odom B'zeh. In other words, So the Taz is saying a chiddush that since people don't drink schnapps, a revius, that's not the norm, so they drink schnapps a little bit, so then you make a bracha achrona on the little bit. So that's an interesting halacha. It's just like the reminder of the Chamud de Daniel in Hilchos Mezuzah, that you need dalet al dalet for a room to be chayiv in mezuzah. But if it's a room that's a passageway, or the room, like Rav Gutman quotes after the Rashash, it's functional for storage, even less than dalet al dalet. So it has its function, less than dalet al dalet. So then we forego the shear of dalet al dalet because it doesn't need the, it's functional without. So he's saying a similar idea. It's, in other words, this drink is functional. You feel this is the way you drink it. You don't drink it usually. With a whole revis. So then it gets its chashivas with even a little bit. Well, that's not, I mean, Rav Meir Kesselman said that his father would drink a revis of vodka, but that's not the most people are not able to, or they don't. You know, they just drink a little bit. I don't, you know. So that's the chiddush of the Taz. So that's the Reish Yud Sif Karnalf. Raya Lezem Nisa Rabbein Yom, Benyam Birya, Deish Chil Gim Dovash Derech Lochlo Magarin. By Birya, if you eat a whole grape, so there could be there's a chiyuv of bracha achrona. That's a whole discussion how we paskin. But the question is, do you have to eat the pit also? You have to eat the whole thing. So even though it's not a kezias, according to that shita, you would make a bracha achrona on the whole thing. But the question is, but you have the whole thing means even the pit? So it depends if it's something that you normally eat the pit. Same thing by wine, he says. That the wine, you don't have the whole thing. You have 3/4 of water. I mean, we talk about the wine Bismar Chazal that was very strong. We're not talking about the wine today. Today, you can't do this. Today, if you would put 3/4 of water to 1/4 wine, it would be a shiloh whether you can even make a bar paragophon on it. But that was the way they drank wine. 3/4 of water, because or else it wouldn't. And then so the water becomes part of the wine, because that's the way to drink wine. So we wouldn't say, well, the rove is water now, so you can't make a bar paragophon. No. So that's his yesod is that the way something is used, that becomes its way. So the way you drink schnapps is with a shot glass, so then you can make achbrach achron of the shot glass. And then that was the post we saw yesterday that said that you could even make it would also be Kiddush as well. So that's the Taz. Now let's look at the Magen Avraham in Kuf Tzad. Because what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch on page 3? Shir shtiyas yayin l'schai b'brach achroni yisofik im dai b'chizayis o bervis. Chach yizor lishtos ho pochos b'chizayis. There's a question, what's the shir b'brach achroni? Is it a kezayis, the amount of liquid that a kezayis would displace, or is it a revis? So therefore, it's a suffix, so you either should drink less than a kezayis or more than a revis. But when it comes to kosher bracha, so then you're supposed to have Malom Lugmov, right? That's Rov Revis. So then, which is going to be more than a Kazayis. So then you should drink a whole Revis. Because once you're having a Malom Lugmov, that's more than a Kazayis. So then it's a Safik Bracha Achrona already. So then you should then not just have a Rov Revis, you should have a Revis Sholem. Because normally we tell people have less than a Kazayis or more than a Revis, so you'll be sure. Because it's a suffix, whether the shear of bracha chrona for is a kezayis or a revius for liquids for mashkin.
But that's an issue. That's not an issue for kiddush, where you're not making a bracha chrona dafka on the wine. You're making
right. It's not an issue for kiddush because lemaisa.
Make a
motzi and bench. It'll be an issue for Havdalah. The post can point out, like I think they point out, some people, you know, kind of, some people point out that kind of Friedman, whether from Mishnah Brewer, maybe Rabbi Willig was talking to. So, Yesha wrote the wide line, Yesha wrote to Momar. Al Yain Sarf Mavrach Pachos Mikazayis. That's the Taz, right? The report of Miyas Vadayite. Because you have Yishuv Hadas. What's the idea of Revius? That's the Shia that gives you Yishuv Hadas. So it's a Kashivas. But with Schnapps, you have one Glezel, you have Yishuv Hadas. So you don't need. But he argues. In other words, the Magen Avraham argues with the Taz. He's not into this. In other words, so this is a big yisod to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says you can say all these nice svaras, but lo chilku chacham b'shiurim. You know, that's the big shaila. I told you the Chamud Daniel says that if it's a passageway, you don't need dalet al dalet because it's functional. That's it's a similar idea to the Taz, that the Taz says you don't need revius with schnapps, because it's Yishuv Hadas, even. So the Magen Avraham says no. Lo chilku chacham b'shiur. So that's where Rabbi Badi holds, that you need dalet al dalet. If you don't have dalet al dalet, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. You don't play these, you don't say, oh, but this is functional, you know, like a passageway, a foyer. So a foyer is functional even if it's not 7 feet, 6 feet, you know, it's functional. If I'm, like Rav Gutman said, if you're going to sit and try to live there and eat there, it's going to be very tzafuf, you know, if it's not dal al dal. So it's not hot, but you're not using it for that. So that's what Chamud Daniel Zisod, based on the Rashash. But the Taz uses a similar thing, Lagabe Brocha. But the Magen Avraham says, Lo chilku chacham b'shiurim. That's what Rav Abadi holds. And that's why in Rav Abadi's old house in Lakewood, on the front door, there was no mezuzah. The front door of his house, there was no mezuzah. Why? Because the front door opened up into a little foyer, which was not dalet al dalet. Yeah. Then, after the foyer, goes into a bigger room. So on his front door, there was no mezuzah, because the foyer was not dalet al dalet. And he didn't accept this idea of the Chamud Daniel that it could change. So he didn't put now his new house. That was his old house. Now the new house on Carasaljo, that opens up into a big room right away, so there is a mezuzah on the front door. But in the old house...
It's not Marasayan?
Not Marasayan, because, you know, people don't know... there was never a halach of Marasayan by mezuzah. Marasayan is by Ner Chanukah, and we don't even do that. That if you have two openings... One on the north side and one on the south side. So the Gemara says a Shabbos, you should light Hanukkah menorah in each side for Marasayan. But you don't have that such a thing in mezuzah. Either you know the halacha, you don't, and you don't have to worry about some Amharitz that doesn't know the halacha and is questioning why you don't have a mezuzah there.
Don't we have Marasayan by margarine at one time? I think Rav Weiss said that we have to put out the. You have to put out the label for the margarine if you have it during fleshiks.
So that's a different thing of if you're having something parve, you know, and even that bismanazeh, like Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, bismanazeh, everyone knows that. No one thinks that if you have a fleshik meal, and they're serving ice cream for dessert, right, which is all the time, but no one's choshed you b'zmanazeh that you're serving milk, because it's so common. So that's what's brought down in the postkin. When it becomes common, you don't need. So in the Sefer Ogur Bolecha, he writes, the minhag became that at least by a foyer to put up the mezuzah. That's the minhag, that people put up mezuzah on the front door. You know,
I believe I believe Rav Moshe originally prohibited Shabbos clocks because of Maris Ayin, but now everybody does it, so it's not an issue.
Yeah, Moshe didn't like for Shabbos clocks. And then, No, Ramabani's a purist. Ramabani holds you don't put it up unless you have to put it. He's a purist. He doesn't hold from that. So the Minig Olam became, at least like Sefer Ogor Balech says, that we put it up on the front door because even though a lot of times, I mean, in my parents' house, it opens up into a foyer. Even my apartment, it opens up into a little room when you come in, and then it goes up to the bigger room. You know what they say, that if you don't put up mezuzah, then the mishulachim won't know to knock on your door. But Lamaisa, the minigas people do it, but Rav Abadi's a purist. He holds that there's a yeshiva in Lakewood, and one of Rav Abadi's talmidim is the head of the yeshiva. And Rav Abadi's sheet is that you don't put up mezuzahs in the yeshiva. You only put mezuzahs in the dormitory. You don't put mezuzahs up in the building. So most places obviously do. But he's a purist. It's not a makom dira. No one sleeps there. It's not a makom dira. So you don't put. But he's a purist. What can I tell you? Not everyone's a purist. So that's the thing. But that's the thing with the Magen Avraham. He was also a purist. Lo chilku chachamim b'shiyurim. The Taz is very, it's very geschmack. He's saying a whole shtickle Torah. That the din of Revius was Yishuv Hadas. So if you can get Yishuv Hadas with less than Revius, with schnapps, because it's so strong, so you can make a bracha achrona with that. And then the post can take it even further. You can make Kiddush. And then that became the practice in a lot of the Hasidic shtibluch. They give a shot glass, and they have the Brunson, and they make Kiddush and a Shahakol. Okay. Now let's look on page 4 and 5 in the Eshel Avraham. Who's the Eshel Avraham? So don't get confused, Rabosai. There are two Eshel Avrahams. One Eshel Avraham is the Prima Gadim. And that's the Prima Gadim wrote a parish on the Magen Avraham called the Eshel Avraham, and he wrote a parish on the Taz called the Mishpatzo Zohar. But then there's another person, Rav Avraham David Warman of Buchach, the Buchacher. He wrote a parish in Shulchan Aruch. He also called it Eshel Avraham. There's a famous Talmud Chacham who was nifter several years ago, Rabbi Shlomo Warman. He was a Rebbe in Hank. He lived in Kew Garden Hills. And there's a very big Talmud Chacham. And he's a descendant. That's the same Warman Mishpacha. So what does he write here? On page 5, nearly David Kachel Yassar, Yesh Lumot Chus, Osim Kiddush al Yayin Sarif Bekli Kotter. He wants it with Melamed Chus on people who use the Shtap Nuezel. So what's the Limot Chus? He says that same idea. He spells it out. He says that just like the Taz says in Bracha Achrona, so too for Kiddush. The Kiddush you also could be making. She shred of a mind your middle kazai. I eat for sure. Gabi eats it. Hoboko. Excuse me. Hoboko. Tov Venocha Vadai Lavar Halkshir. He says it's better not to rely. He says, Tov Yoser Vorachal Tameka has a shear. Rosh Chodesh Mitzla. The Rabbim Mitzdar from Shliosim. Right, the halacha is that you could tzarif people for Kiddush. Yeah, you don't have to have everyone, one person drinking the whole shir. He says, even if you want to make Kiddush on the schnapps, you should still use the revius and just give it out to different people. And it'll be mitzarif between the. In other words, he's malamitz chos, but he doesn't want you to really do it. So that's the question. But others disagree. Others say that you could do it.
Aren't those two different arguments? He's saying you make kiddush on a big kos, but you and you can give it out if people don't want to drink more than a little amount. He's not right. Saying that. He's not. That's one issue, and then he's saying you can also make it on a small amount. Yesh lulamed. But I don't think he's against the second, the one I mentioned first, which is making a big kos and giving it out.
Right. So that's what he says.
Yeah.
He says the rabbi mitzvah from shtiyosa.
Right. So then there's no issue. It's only when it's small is there an issue. Right. And then he's lulamed kos.
The only issue could be that some poskim when we saw. Yesterday, that some posts can say, look, I feel it's always still good to have one person drink it. But okay, yeah. But in the end, he doesn't want you to really rely on that.
Sorry.
No, you give him the big cup and you pour out so everyone gets a little. Well, that's just to get the union of being towing from social brothel. Let's look now at the Marsham. What does he say about this page 7? Should Marsham, Chelek Rishon, Siman Kuf Ayin Hei. So he also speaks about this topic. Ma Sheshal B'din Kiddush Al Yom Tzach Shia Kos V'Kosu B'Shem Sheer B'Sari Arav HaChosid or in Binyamin Wolf, Shavim Meharan, Shakos of the Zutta Shure, Hinegadati, Miazim Kodim, Zam, Vador, Poshnets, we converted to Ran, the Kiddush Atmel Zutta Shure, the Malayo Vachem Barbie Gloffin, because the Kiddush Moshen came beyond Zutta Shure, Abracha, we converted to Ran, Lady Shure, a coast, in Havalim Farsh, Kamashiura, coming. So he says, says you need a low lukmuf. Of a bakos meal of Kamish Ainu Bidin Hashas, and Sark Shia Gazel. Book of the Kiddush Hayom, Shish Bokhiv Bidin Hashas, Shirkum Lukmuf, Kobo Kol Kiddush. He says they're different. The question is, what is the Chiyuv of drinking from the liquid, is that found in the Gemara? So he says, when it comes to Kiddush at night, for sure. But even Kiddush in the day, it speaks about the kos. But say the fact that we have a kos and bris milah, right? So that's not in the Gemara. That's not found b'shas. So that's just a later minute. So then you don't even need a lulugmuf. So he says, Koshal Bila, he says like this. Chayilifon Tamachachim Zokin Shem Batsma Bamamid with Neagona Kodesh of Bezdin Rupshits. Shetiva the Rupshits, Shetiva the Talmud of Kaddish Beyom Yan Surf, Al Slochis Kotten Kadesh Yosef. So the Rav just told his Talmidim that they can use the little glazel. Eitzarach shiur kos. Agam sheyol lefan of yain al shulchan. Even though there was wine on the right there, he still used the schnapps. Amashem bechamdeyu b'yayin sarav kedei l'horos halacha l'talmidim. Wow. So he wanted to show his talmidim that it's okay. So even though there was wine right there, he went ahead and he was makadesh on the schnapps. He said that people would drink schnapps before the meal. So he says, but by yayin and shecher, you still, but you shouldn't do it with beer. Don't think it's a din. See, don't think it's a din in Chomer Medina. Any Chomer Medina, you could just take a glass. No, it has to be dafka, something that's very harif, that you're not derech to be shoyser a lot. You can't just say, oh, that's it. See, people can make a mistake and say, you know, it's anything that's yain sarof, and anything that's Chomer Medina, I'll just have a little bit. No, it's not a din of Chomer Medina. It's din of this particular Chomer Medina. Okay. So now, say again. Right. So he's saying, Baron here is saying, maybe there should be a din that you need a shear coast. So that's the chiddush what the. But the Eshel Avram and Hashem is saying that's not only a chiddush in the amount you drink, it's also a chiddush that's a sheer kos. Because one could say what you said, that even if we want to be makel, that you don't need a below lugma, but you can just take a little bit, but at least you have to have a whole kos, and the kos is a revis. So the chiddush of these poskim is to assume that the kos also could be just a little bit. It's not only a din of the sheer shtia, it's a din of the sheer kos. Because the stabber that since that's the sheer of the regilus of shtia, that becomes the sheer coast for this mashka. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Okay, now let's take a look in the Nachla Shiva. Sheila Lamed Hay from page 9. Omar at Sawyer Shmuel, Yanki Reisi Shkogab Bifi Kol Hahamonim, Kamafil Bene Torah, Margul Papaya De Makachim Shachris. The Shabbos al Yain Sarif for Omer Atam Shuzeya Baal. Right, we saw that. We started seeing that yesterday. That some want to say that Schnapps is Shuzeya Baalma. So since it's Zeya Baalma, so then we shouldn't make Kiddush. So that's basically means like it's like water. He says, even if it's Zeh Ba'alma, he thinks it's still okay. Turn to page 10. Shuvas Masas Binyanim Shum Shein Chom Rabbidin Lo Shach Rach Lin Kiddush Hayom. So he wants to say a chiddush here. That maybe this is a big chiddush. This is a good chiddush. Shuva Maram Tikton. He says, maybe for Shabbos morning, Kiddush, it doesn't even need Chama Medina. Maybe as long as you get making a hecker. You see, and look in the footnote. The Beis Yosef wants to say then the tour sheet is, you just need something. So this is a tremendous chiddush on page 10. That the Beis Yosef says, B'das HaTur, that a kiddush hayom, it doesn't even need to be a chamer medina. It just needs to be a heker. So even if you want to say not everyone drinks it or not everyone this or that, it's good enough. You just have to make a heker.
But what is it? On soda?
Yeah, maybe even soda. I mean, unless you say soda's not a heker. Let's see.
No, the heker is, I suppose, the psukim you say. It's not in the
No. The heker means the drink is the heker. The psukim is nothing, as I said.
Yeah.
His chiddush is that the din of Kiddusha Rabbah is only mishum heker. And therefore, Afi Meir Chomer Medina is good. So even if it's Zeh Ba'alma, who cares? Shmo mochichal al danena miner v'adurban kani shal sheifer v'lotoyim b'tzafer al liber ikana chashesh aliv lebracha lebatol v'mishlo v'kani shal yaynach v'gav d'lotoyim page 11 shabbi domyachad achivu b'kach. In other words, he says, better make on schnapps than on beer, if you like the schnapps more. Because again, even if it's Zeh Ba'alma, so he's saying a whole yisod here, that you don't even need Chamer Medina in the morning. You just need a heker that you know,
So if you say Khamar Medina is an object of fact, what's going on in the community? So what's the hecker here? What makes soda not good and schnapps good?
Because I'm starting the meal with this, so I'm delineating it as a Suda Shabbos by drinking something beforehand to give geshpanka.
This I understand, but you know, under that theory, what difference would it make? Just the fact that I'm starting the meal but with a drink, as opposed to during the week when I make hamotzi first, that might be enough of a hecker, no?
Right. So I'm starting the meal with a drink. That's the hecker.
So therefore, any drink will do.
Right. So that's what he's saying. And it's therefore, we're not so machpid, even if it's Zeba Alma. Even if you want to say schnapps is just Zeba Alma, and Zeba Alma maybe is just like, a fancy water of sorts. You know, was it Zaya? But okay, hecker it is. So this is a tremendous breakthrough that we never saw before. We were discussing before all the different shitas, what's called Khamar Medina. Now we're saying a tremendous thing, right? That maybe you don't need the Nachal Shiva, Hoshav
Sefer. The
hecker
is a thing, not a sufficient. You know, because you can't make it all possible.
You need a passes is how you start the meal anytime. So now you have to start the meal to show it's a Suda Shabbos. You have to put something beginning of the meal to give it a stamp. But this is not just a Wednesday afternoon lunch. This is a Suda Shabbos. So we're going to have. So apparently, it could be water alone is not good. Because water, it doesn't show anything. Well, you're just drinking, you're thirsty drinking. But if you have something that's flavored, some of the flavored soda, maybe that would be good, according to this. Because you have a hecker.
Rabbi, this makes me question, so why not Shalosh Chodesh? And why not Sudas Rish Chodesh? Why only these two Sudas and Sudas Yantav?
Oh, you mean because Shalosh Sudas, it could be that according to many poskim, you don't even need a full Suda. Right? Right? You could be Yotze with something, you know, not even a full Suda. Right? But these, you need a full Suda. So Mamela, you just have to, but you have to give it a hecker that it's a Suda Shabbos.
We find that Yayin is also used like by a bris, by Kedushin. Is that also a hecker idea? Yayin, or why do we make birchas do certain mitzvahs with on a kais?
Yeah, so like Rav Shechter mentioned, because certain mitzvahs are, Chazal felt, are being enhanced by a kos. But as we saw just before, that it's not, you don't even have to be toyim lalugmav because it's not even brought down in the Gemara.
So that it's the kais, even if it's a kais of soda, it's the kais. It's a full kais. You're pouring it to the top. You there's an activity around this kais. It's not just drinking from a bottle of Pepsi before the soda, but you take the soda,
you
pull
it.
It's
okay, you make you it need,
and we have drink. Certain kpedis that there's halachas on the kais. That all these halachas on the kais is what makes this hecker. No, because our friend was asking, what's the hecker? The psukim and not the psukim. He's asking, good, what's the hecker?
The hecker is... You have some maybe that,
I'm thinking the hecker might be based on the fact that it's al hakois. What's in the kois?
Yeah,
might
okay,
be
some type of kois. You know, like Rav Abadi in one of his foreign quotes from the Chidah, that Chidah quotes a minig, and I forget where this minig existed, is that they would have a chocolate kois. Kos is made out of chocolate. They would make it on the kos, and then they would eat the kos. he quotes that from the Chidor, one of the Svarim. I think it's Chelot.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Chelot Kos. You like that, Rabbi Avraham?
They couldn't afford. They couldn't afford silver.
But the Nachal Shiva is saying in Murat de Gazach.
He's making the price of chocolate lightly.
He's making a major breakthrough.
I wanted to ask the Rebbe, if as may not be in America because I'm going to forget. Somebody told me there's a minute called Iture Kaisos.
Yeah.
Iture. I don't know what it means. Have you
That's
heard
in
it?
The Gemara. That's in the Gemara.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Yeah. Where is it? Dafnud? Brachas or something?
Somebody told me the guy in Taminaga Gra. I never heard of this.
But it's brought in the Gemara. The question is whether we do it or not. Take a look at the Gemara.
Okay. Maybe it's
around. What is it?
Nud, Dafnud. Yeah. That Brachas Dafnud.
What is it? What is it?
To put a lot of coasts around the coast. So,
Also, the meaning of to drink from the kais of the Mavarech. Are we going to discuss that?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I think that's in a future packet. Okay, so the Nachal Shiva has this new shita that you don't even have to worry whether it's a kosher bracha because in the daytime. So that's why, in other words, I wasn't makbid when I went away this Shabbos to the mountains. So I was makbid that they should try to get me wine for Kiddush Friday night, even though it wasn't so poshut. But Shabbos Day, I think they had it anyway, but I wouldn't have been so machmir Shabbos Day. Because it's just a din. You see, it works out with this Nachal Shiva. It was grape juice is certainly a hecker. Even if you want to say that grape juice is not this and not that, but it's certainly a hecker. So that for sure. So the grape juice, you shouldn't have to be so machmir for Shabbos Day. And let's take a look in the Orchis Chaim. There's a Sefer Orchis Chaim of the Av Bezin of Spinka, of Nachman Kahana. So he discusses. Here. The whole shayla that we discussed till now of Yain Sarf. Nogim Makadesh on page 14 at the bottom. I am bear hate them. Nogim Makadesh Yain Sarf. Mishabes Mishachas. We hold them Nishnos Hashir. Nyotzik Bekiddush. So he quotes him Magen Avraham. Beit Yaakov. Chalku Ataz. Taz says it's okay. Magen Avraham argues. So you want to say, Iker is like the Magen Avraham. The Davka, the Medina, Shechol Yom Shtiyosim Yain Tzarf. So Matthew, Shasher, Rabbe Inav, Avgon Kodesh, Marach, Mechal, Bashtam, Itzans, Tavu, the Kaddish, Mishachas, Yain Tzarf. So you had people who had schnapps. And he says, Kobokam Tovin, the second line on page 15. Tovin Ochon Levarchal Shir. So that we saw already that you could split it up amongst different people. Then there's a tshuva from the Karen Ladovid. That was the Rav. He was the Rav in Satmar. The Karen Ladovid. So the Karen Ladovid has a discussion as well on Kiddush. Let's see what the Karen Ladovid says. So if you take a look at the Karen Ladovid, Odos, page 17. So in the Tzvach V'chol G'daz Malatzos, Ayez Ki HaMozgin Shomeinu M'shamim Shabbos Karoi. It says people are pouring the wine and they don't keep Shabbos. V'ovrim al kama shavusim, v'lisa kli shos. He says the people are wearing watches on the hand on Shabbos and the eyeglasses. There's just Rabbi. The Chadoma. So the question is, did you buy wine from these people? People are wearing watches and they're wearing watches and they're just Rabbi. And they're wearing eyeglasses and they're just Rabbi. So should you get wine for these people? Or better make Kiddush on bread. Yosef Nochem Kaddish Lapas. And in other words, he said the reason why they weren't going to get the wine is because the people they felt were mezalzel in the shvusim of Shabbos, wear eyeglasses and watches in the streets. So you can only get wine from these people. So maybe it's better to use pas at Friday night and schnapps Shabbos day. Or should he rely on the Taz? You know, what should he do? You hear the kasha? It was a fascinating truth. What should he do? And this was the Karen Ladovid. It was a going island. So he says, "Inei mechal Shabbos v'isid rabbanon nami kemumer." Somebody who's mechal Shabbos and isid rabbanon is also a mumer. Mechal atarakula is a machloikas. You know the tshuva shor because of Vevi Rayim. He's given because it's dafka b'isid araisa. Some say only in isid araisa. And the Rabbi Kivegas says a machloikas. He says, for shechita, for sure, you shouldn't eat their shechita. These people who are wearing watches in the street on Shabbos, you shouldn't eat their shechita. V'ada yesh locha shol shechita samachmir. But the question is, for yayin nesach, for their wine, maybe it's only drabonon. V'ada kedai hanach posim shposim l'hoka l'smoch aleim. So the question is, that's all term. So if they touch the wine, maybe we could be makel. Right? But the question is, what about the fact whether they have namonis that no one, someone else did touch it? The namonis that there wasn't a real Michal Shabbos. Pasha deinu neman. Because you see that there's not the machmir and nisid rabbana. So he says, "Ain liknos b'minyayin." Mech nismach aleilu shemzalzim yisur veinim chashim aleim bevada eilem nanon esayayin kasha. Kebevada yosher to. So he says it's better to use bread or schnapps than to get somebody who's mezalzel in yisurim derabban. Wow. So So then he says, so now you're going to use the schnapps. So now you have to know how much do you have to drink for the schnapps. Because you're not going to get it.
How does a person like that himself have to make kiddush? He has to be yaitzah from somebody else.
The person himself?
If somebody's mezalzel and zabonim, but I...
Well, somebody's mezalzel and zabonim, it's not
asking.
The person's asking the shaila is not the one who is carrying, who, you know. It's interesting, you know, people today were you know, making all these things. But it's interesting the examples he gives. Like today, people wear watches in the street, and people wear eyeglasses in the street. You know. But you see how much the Karen Ladovid, even the Shoyal in the Karen Ladovid. Who was that? Of Usher Segel Falak. Rav Bichal Doritz. He's the one who was asking the Shoyal.
So and if I'm Makbid on a watch, I should not use Kiddush from somebody who isn't? That doesn't make sense either.
No, because the guy who's Manazeh, he's so make another post give that I make
him. Right. It's not that he's not a mezalzel. Right.
Yeah. Right. He's on the Indian Kiddush on Yom Tov. He shows the pachos mirvis. So we have the Taz. They tzarch shir. Right, so he quotes the Taz Magen Avraham argues. They feel it. Yeah. Hey, Amelia Rabba. Then he says. Ola Midvareinu. Let's look at the bottom of page 18. Ola Midvareinu, the Iker Moshkosim Magen Avraham. So he says the Iker is like the Magen Avraham, that you should, like your father, a mayor, that he wouldn't just have a little glazel. Your father follows the Karen Ladovid. The Iker Moshkosim Magen Avraham, the Yain Sarav Nami Boy Shir Revis. Yeah, the Taz only said it by Bracha Chrona. It's these other people, the Marsham and the Buchacha, who are extending it to Kiddush. Right? But the Taz never said it in Lagabi Kiddush. Taz never said it. He just said, for Bracha Chrona, the idea is you have to what? It has to be Hashivas. So, Chashivas is usually revius. The Taz says, for the Yai Saraf, Derech is that they drink that, and that's enough. The Magen Avraham says, we should be Mechalik. We should be Mechalik Mishiyuru. That's why I said before he came, I said over that the Chabudi Daniel says that you don't need a room to be Dalit al Dalit if it's functional without that, like a foyer. A foyer is functional without Dalit al Dalit, so it doesn't have to be Dalit al Dalit. Mm-hmm. But others disagree. Like Rav Abadi held, no, it always has to be Dalit. That's why in his old house, you ever go in his old house?
Sure.
So the old house, there was no mezuzah on the front door.
That's right.
Because it didn't lead into the room, Dalit al Dalit.
You know, I always wondered about that.
Because it was Dalit al Dalit. They didn't put a mezuzah.
Wow. I thought it was because of a shul in the house.
Right, in the new house,
it goes the old house, right away.
The Carousaljo goes into a big house right away, so that there's a mezuzah on the front door. So that's the question. Could you say that Shiurim only said because they mean a certain thing, and therefore when that thing doesn't apply, means a Rias is like a Sviya type of thing. But if you survey even without, then you don't need. Or do you say, no, like the Magen Avraham, Lochilko Chachamim. So the Chabud Nail is Machayev, a walk-in closet, because it's functional, even though it's not Dalal al Dal, or a foyer. But Rav Abadi says we shouldn't follow that sheet. Rav Abadi's a purist. It's not chayiv, not chayiv. That's why his yeshiva Lakewood, his yeshiva Lakewood that doesn't have any mezuzahs on the yeshiva, because Rav Abadi held that it's not a malkum dira. So you don't just put up mezuzahs in a yeshiva. It's not a malkum dira. So there's no mezuzahs there. But the Minigoylum people do. But he says the ikar he holds is like the Magen Avraham, that if you want to have Yain Sarif, you should have a revius. And maybe the Taz even agreed to that also. Have a lady kiddush to cool down by kosher revius. Problem is easy to is Marsham, but the Marsham quoted from the that the Hegel kiddush from Shabbos Yain Sarif. So it says in Kabbalah, who the Kabbalah who did yesh tshuva is kamar. If it's a Kabbalah, then we'll be Kabbalah. It's not. And that's Then here, in the last thing, in the Zichron Yosef, the Rav of Kasha, Rav Chanoch Henech Pak, the Zichron Yosef. I was trying, Rav Harfin is quoted, and I couldn't find it. There's a famous Zichron Yosef that's quoted in the Poskim, but it wasn't that one. And then we were trying to look, so I called up my friend from Williamsburg, Mendel Meyer Yakubovich. And he told me right away, that Zichron Yosef is the Chanoch Henech Pak. So he discusses the schnapps as well, whether you need a revius. But then he writes what you were saying, Aaron. Who said this? You said it? At the bottom, I mean, another. Vivadi Sagi said, Vasi Shabbi Minogolam, says Shem Kachim, the ain't Shosim Lolugma. Efshir, the Afmasha ain't a coast, Maxing Revius, Nami Osi Shabbi, said Efshir, the Tsar, coast Maxing Revius, who should Tsar, Lishos Mololugma. So as he says, the Kiddush is you don't even need a coast of Revius, because maybe the coast of Revius is only going to have to be Shosim Lolugma. But if you don't have to be Shosim Lolugma, then the coast itself doesn't have to be Revius. Okay, Tsar, Lachzing Revius, Lolugma, who wrote Revius, from Shulchanachim, Cain, page 22. Shosos and Rove Coast, Yishter below Lugma, Fiza, behind Surf, the circle is just below Lugma, he circles those lapsing reviews, Rahman Yosef. Has he shot at Minagolo? He's Matsnik the Minagolo. Hey, Ran, because of Okidish Chakras, Shaynu Kikidish Laila, but he says that Kidish Chakras is different than Zuta Shiuri. If you are near Kamanosu, this cost of Zuta, Minus of Kidish Laila, I will Kosha Hariango Nusuk. In Efshik Rosa, the sheer coast Zutter. But he says Zutter means the coast is Zutter, in Sarah Havir, so in Sarah Nishtos Mulamugma, or Kokonbi in Sarah, the Vada Asi Shabra Minna. So he defends the Minna. So the one who really doesn't like the Minna is the Karen Ladovit, the Magen Avraham. So the Karen Ladovit said you can't, you have to have a regular, and that's like what your father, a mayor. He's like the Karen Ladovit. If you have schnapps, you have to have a regular course of revius, a regular shear, and you don't get any breaks. But you see, there are many poskim that said differently. And the Marsham, we saw Marsham quoted from the Rupshitzer, that he said he was Mako. Siva Talmidov, a Kaddish Biyom al Yain Sarif al Shlokhis Kotan. Even though he had wine right in front of him, he dafka didn't take the wine. Laharos alocha l'talmidim, that little glezel was good enough. But the Magen Avraham is chaylik, and the more contemporary poysik that followed the Magen Avraham, even from the non-Litvisha world, was the Karen Ladovit. Karen Ladovit, the Rav Satmar, was machmer. Okay, so we finished this packet. Okay, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. And I think what we'll try to do, Bli Kabbalah, is to finish the Yayin packets, and then we'll have the end of the Zman, and then we'll have to have a little break, and then one of those that want to join the Shir, you know, when the Zman resumes at the end of August, we'll first... We'll finish. We still have a couple more packets on Inyana Yayin. And but this is it's important to know the Makaris for the all these. But I think the biggest Kiddush we saw today was the Nachla Shiva. That for Kiddush by Yom, you don't even need Chama Medina, even if it's not Chama Medina. Maybe still Yayin and water is no good, but you need some type of Heker. Maybe water is not even considered a heker, maybe. Maybe that's the word. But if it technically is not Chama Medina, some technicality, because it's not used as the main mashka of that, you don't have to worry so much in the morning. I think that was the biggest Kiddush that we saw today. Okay?
Maybe it's only in what you could use for my sushaini. Yeah, for Kess of Meister Shani, you can buy water.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Dr. Presby.